Biofuels may well be the fuel source of the future, and new sources of biofuel are still being found. Pongamia is a little-known crop with a lot of potential. It's being cultivated on 50 acres of former sugarcane land on Oahu's North Shore, and Civil Beach Stuart Yurton is on the line to tell us what it can do. Good morning, Stuart.
Good morning, Chris.
Had you ever heard of this stuff before you got onto this story?
I had not heard of Pongamia.
Me neither.
but it sounds pretty interesting what they're doing with it here.
Well, it sounds as if there are a number of uses, but what is it? It's a bean plant? It's a small tree?
Yes, they say it's a leguminous tree, and so it grows these beans. And actually, the ones that are planted on the North Shore are not so big. They're maybe about 5 to 7 feet tall now. But if you across the street from the law school where you pull in to go down the hill to the stadium there on the UH campus, there's
right.
a tree next to Bachman Hall. It's giant. It must be 100 years old, and it's very big.
So really?
They can get really big, apparently.
And this has beans that have oil in them, right?
Right. Yes, exactly. So the idea is the beans are very rich in oil, so they can produce a lot of oil for biofuel. Plus, this company called Terviva has come up with a way to press the used beans after they've been pressed to get the oil out to take that other product and turn them into feed for cattle, for beef cattle.
Uh-huh.
And then they can use the shell or the husks of the beans for biomass to burn for power generators. So you've got three products out of this, and that kind of, by doing all of that, makes it cost effective to refine this for fuel, right? Because you've got other things that they're doing and not just saying, okay, we got one bean and we've got to figure out a way to do this and make it competitive with jet fuel or something like that.
Yeah, that's remarkable. The potential is terrific. One of the things I think that's significant about this, Stuart, is that it can be grown on former sugarcane land, because that's not the most hospitable ag land. After sugarcane is gone, the land isn't worth that much, is my understanding.
That's what I understand. Plus, it doesn't require a lot of water. They're still trying to figure out how little water it needs, but he said the Terviva manager, the local manager here, Will Cush, that we spoke to, is a plant scientist, and he said that it requires an order of magnitude less water than sugar. So that's important here in Hawaii, obviously.
Well, it also makes you wonder how many more biofuels are out there that we haven't even explored yet, because really the whole idea of even thinking about biofuels is fairly recent.
That's right, Chris. And again, we'll have to think of this a lot more moving forward to 2045, when we want to have 100% of our electricity produced by renewable resources. So this could be one big component of that.
Well, it certainly is a step in the right direction, Stuart. Thanks very much for telling us about it.
Thank you, Chris.
You bet. Every day we bring you a reality check from Civil Beat, today featuring reporter Stuart Yurton.